So we spend a lot of time learning, and then we as a shiur spend 1 or 2 days a month, at the end of the month, chazering. And I thought it would be worthwhile if we spoke about 10 strategies for effective chazara. We spoke a bunch of years ago, about 7 or so years ago, on remembering the Torah that we learned. There's going to be a degree of overlap, some new insights, and a little bit less of a shiur emphasis. Then we spoke about a lot of different makoros. The goal here is to speak a little bit less about some of the makoros, although I tried to write down my Mari Chazal or Rishonim or Achronim next to the advice whenever relevant, but to try to highlight a variety of important points that they can be very helpful in terms of our own Chazara and really long-term retention of that which we learn. We spent a lot of time learning, and if you're in yeshiva for a whole day, there's a lot of information that a person can amass, be it in your Halacha Seder, in your Musa Seder, in your Bekiyas in the afternoon, or your Ian, that there's a lot of different information that one may get. Obviously, there are particular styles of learning that emphasize more information and those that emphasize a bit more analysis or understanding of text. But undoubtedly, however you learn, you encounter in any given day a decent amount of information because we want to try our best to retain successfully the information that we've learned. So I thought it would be helpful if we gave at least 10 pieces of advice. Many of these we try to do often as a shiur in terms of modeling the things which I think are helpful to do, but I want to try to spell them out here as explicitly as possible, and hopefully in ways that can be very, very helpful and beneficial. Let's begin as follows. The first thing that you could do, Ladati, in order to be able to learn or to remember things well, is to first learn it clearly the first time. The Gemara in Kiddushin and Daf Lamed describes knowing things, mechudadin beficha, that a person should be clear in a person's learning. And what I would say is that the more that it's somewhat muddled, the more challenging time you will have retaining it. So as an example, if you learned a piece from Chushir Bar Yalev on Tsroros, and it's a very complicated piece, the more that it's not really clear and it's a little bit vague, the harder it will be to be able to retain things well. The more that we learn things clearly, the more that we're able to learn things with a certain sense of with our own ability to restate it, we'll speak about it in a little bit, the better position that we're going to be in. The muscle that I always like to give for this, is when it comes to directions, if you ever get lost somewhere and you ask someone for directions, so if you get very clear directions, there's going to be a traffic light in 3 blocks. At that traffic light, make a right, go 1 more block down, and make a left. That's a little bit easier to remember and to retain. The more that the directions you get, and we've all had these situations sometimes, I'm lost in Yerushalayim, and ask me where to go, and they're like, a little bit down that way, and then at some point there's going to be one of these kinds of things, then you sort of go a little bit in that direction, and it becomes much harder to really retain and to be on top of the things when they tend to not be clear. The first thing to prioritize in our own learning is clarity. That's why the chazara that many of us do at night when we go over shir is really not a chazara about long-term retention, although it helps. It's really about deepening our learning and making sure that we're really clear. And it's really setting the stage for us to be able to retain things as well as possible. Strategies 2 and 3 relate to notes. Again, a lot of this, hopefully, of this talk about chazara is chazara for us. But the Marsha comments very famously in Baba Basra, Ashrei mi shebalakan v'tamudu biyado, that praiseworthy is he who comes to hear with his tamudu biyado. The Marsha writes that it's always emphasizing the importance of having notes and having very, very good notes in a person's learning. 2 observations about good notes. Number two, or the first point about notes, is it's really important to take the kinds of notes that you will be able to look at when you are not in the sugya. Sometimes when you're in a sugya and you feel like you know the information, so I don't write down the shaklavatari of the Gemara, because I know the shaklavatari of the Gemara, I just learned it. That sometimes if I write down the ha'ara on the rashba and not the rashba, because I know the rashba already, the rashba I already learned this, the ha'ara on the rashba that I want to write down. That I think is a mistaken way of taking notes. The best kinds of notes, I believe, are notes that you could very easily read when you have not just learned Baba Kama Daf Dalet. The notes about Kimlei, when you didn't just read Rashi and Bab Mitzia and Tzadi Aleph. The notes about that, those are notes that you can go back to a couple of years later and read very smoothly from the beginning. If every time you look at your notes, it's going to require you to first relearn the Gemara, then relearn the Rashi there and things like that, what you will discover is you will be significantly less likely to look at your notes because it's just too demanding. And if your notes are the kinds of notes, and it won't even be as clear to you at that point because the way you learn the Rashba now wasn't the way you learned the Rashba 6 years ago, it is often exceptionally beneficial to make sure the kinds of notes that we have
are notes that we could go back to and read and learn from when we are not in the sugya. When we're not in the sugya. I tell people all the time, I use like Google Desktop. It's an old thing. I don't think Google makes it anymore, where you can search the files on your computer. There are newer things on Microsoft Word. But what many times a day, just going back and looking at old notes and old source sheets, and if the notes and the source sheets were not accessible to me, they would really be a waste of time. Because they're, hopefully, if they're structured, or the notes I have that are more structured are the notes I am likely to go back on more. That's point number two. Point number three is the following. It's really important to take notes that you will have access to going forward. What do I mean by access to going forward? You can have the best notes in the world, but if they are written on your arm, you probably will not have access to it in 2 years from now, I hope. If you have really good notes, but you wrote them on a napkin that is now in your pocket, and you know, I don't know, maybe I'll do the dry cleaning, maybe not, I guess we'll just see what happens. So the odds of you being able to go back and to use those notes, it becomes significantly less likely. There are a variety of people who shiurim you listen to who have a couple, I think, who are very popular and very good, who have really great systems of organization to make sure that all the notes they have are going to be really easily accessible. That's one of the reasons why, on a personal note, I type my notes. I find it to be much, much more accessible than if they're going to be written. But if they're going to be written, we have to make sure they're writing notes down in a way that we are going to be able to access them. What does that mean? So one thing is, if you write down notes, it's good to have those notes available to you. So if I'm in yeshiva this year, I wrote down notes in Maseches Gittin, I want to have access to my Gittin notes because things may just come up where I'm going to want to look it up. I believe, say this all the time, having a table of contents is enormously helpful when it comes to even your written notes. Type notes, it's a luxury. In a written notes, I think it's a necessity. That I every page I write on the top, you know, I number them, 1, 2, 3, whatever it is. I have a table of contents in the back, or I make a mafteach, you know, whatever it is at the end. Here are the topics that we've spoken about. Otherwise, I'm much more likely to look at my notes on Tsroros. If all I have to do is look at the first page of my notebook, oh, Tsroros, page 33, I'm much more likely to look at my notes on Tsroros. If it's all mixed together somewhere, not only if it's just like in this notebook and that notebook and a little bit here, a little bit there, but if it's all mixed together, it's a little bit harder for me to do so. Especially, I would say, get a bit of a higher level at some point, I want to look up notes on Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai. Okay, but there is no sugya we learned called Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai. We spoke about Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai in the context of Tsroros in two different ways. One about, are there machlokes Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai? The other, how do we know if Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai is going to go Lekula or Lechumra? So we spoke about those discussions. So if my table of contents, if my notes are written in a way where it's not just clear to me what I learned, but it's written in a way where it's giving me an introduction, but I can find it, I'm much more likely to be able to look at it. Think about in terms of like Parsha notes. If you would have notes on the Parsha, I hear Vorts every week, and you don't label them, which is Bereishis and which is Noach, which is Lech Lecha, the odds of you waking up before Parsha's Vayechi and saying, I need a Vort on Parsha's Shlach, yeah, or any Vort in Chumash, you know, who cares what it really is probably not the way, probably not the way to go. When I was in Yeshiva, the way it used to went was at Shabbos lunch, guys used to give Divrei Torah in the Chadar Ochel. There was one guy, an American guy, who was a little bit funny, and every time no one had a Divrei Torah, for whatever reason, they forgot to ask someone, he would get up and he would say a word in Parshas Vayikra. No matter what it was, Asham Taloi, that was his thing. And he doesn't do it no matter what. It is cute, honestly, it was cute, and it was funny. Every time was great, you know, as far as him doing it. It was good shtick, and it was very nice. But if you're at someone's Shabbos table, it's probably not the move that you want to pull. And if it's labeled well, so then it's labeled really, really well. And if you have a file on Bereishis, Divrei Torah, so then I'm much more likely to go back to it. If I have to discover it in the middle of looking through and, yeah, there was nothing on Tetzava that year, but I have to look. It's very, very hard to be able to do so. Think about even as far as certain Sfarim that are published by year. Sometimes it's harder to track down like the individual Divrei Torah. So to make sure, point number three I would say is that your notes not just are written for people not in the sugya, but that your notes are the kinds of notes you could realistically look at again. That I think is incredibly important. Point number four is something that we speak about all the time. This is actually very hard, I think, especially for people who are very religious, if I can say it that way, because of what we're about to say. We referenced this morning a tshuva of the Rambam. The Rambam writes in tshuvas that when it comes to Kriyas HaTorah, the Rambam says it's inappropriate, based on the Gemara Maseches Brachos, to stand only for Aseres HaDibros. If a person sits, they should always sit. How come? So Gemara has, in a different context, Taromes HaMinim. But part of the concern seems to be, says the Rambam, Who says a Sarah Tadibris are more important than any other part of Torah? All of Torah is equally important. All of Torah is so chashiv. Why are you standing for some and not standing for the other? So on the one hand, the advice that I would give right now, which the Gemara Rosh Hashanah in a different context, tfasta meruba, lo tfasta, that if a person tries to do too much, they will end up with very, very little, is true in learning also. I want to describe it and why some people have a hard time with it. I believe that there is enough information that you will encounter every day and limitations on the human mind's ability to retain all of that information. I don't know that many people that can just retain everything they ever learned. If you did know someone like that, he'd be doing tricks at local county fairs. If he's not, it means he doesn't have that degree of photographic memory. Most of us, therefore, can only remember certain things and not other things. It therefore becomes important to try to, l'da'ati, prioritize information. What are the main points that have come up? What are the things I really want to remember? I'm fond of a distinction, stealing it from a different context, between terms that I like of cash and bank. Cash is the money that you have on you. It was more appropriate in the era when people had cash on them. It's getting somewhat outdated. We'll have to call it like credit cards and bank soon, I guess. But to have the money that you have on you in your Torah that you want to know, I want to know. There's a finite amount of things in any daf of Gemara. So I'm going to be learning a lot of Bach Gemara. We'll speak about it. I want to get to the point eventually where maybe I remember everything. Why not? But at this stage, my first time ever seeing a Gemara, I'm not going to remember everything on HaSof. It's going to be a little bit harder. So I prioritize information. There are people, not that Chuvas HaRambam are influenced by the orientations of Rambam, say, well, how could I choose? It's in Baba Kama on Daf Chav Dalet. So how do I know what's more important? Isn't it all important? So I'm arguing that any part of Gemara is not important or that we should cut it out or we should throw it in the garbage, God forbid. What I'm arguing is that for your own retention at this point, there are sections that are more, there are things that seem to be more yesodistic and the like. So prioritizing is helpful between the cash, that's what I want to know right now. Bank is where we speak about notes. Bank is the money which I don't have on me, but I have access to. The access to that, those are my good notes, which I can go back to. So if I'm going to remember about Kimli B'Rabmine, we spoke about 4 Mahalchem, and I'm only going to remember maybe 2 Mahalchem, because I remember Rashi and Bamatia is really important, the Ramban and Makos is really important. The other ideas are important, but maybe not as critical, but I want to have notes for the rest. So I can always look up and get everything else. But as far as my own memory, it's going to be important to sort of like highlight that. That comes up in all the Limudim that we have. That comes up in Bekiyas also, Lada'ati. I'm learning a Daf Gemara. I don't know if right now it's realistic for me to remember every single Shachar, everything I saw in the Gemara, every word from all of Gidden that I may have learned last year. I don't know if that's so practical. Or in 25 years from now, to remember every single thing in Maseches Gittin. If you can do that, I guess that's wonderful. Why not? There's no problem. It's a mitzvah. It's a wonderful thing to be able to do. But for many of us, it may be somewhat less practical to do so, at least at this stage. So I'm learning a Daf Gemara. I highlight on the side, you know, 3 or 4 main ideas, 3 or 4 main points from every Daf Gemara. How do I know it's most important? Now here it gets a little bit tricky, which is how do I know what information to prioritize? How do I know what information is more critical or less critical? How do I go about doing that? That's a real struggle. We try to do at the end of Shir every day to give examples. Today, the Torah we want to is X and is Y. But sometimes it's very hard. I believe what you will see in life sometimes is that what is cash, what is bank at one stage becomes cash at a different stage. That there are certain things that maybe my first time ever learning the sugya of Kimlei B'Derabamine, so I'll tell you one thing you really want to remember. What is Kimlei B'Derabamine? That's probably the starting point. We could all agree that new basic terms and concepts, those are things that we certainly want to prioritize. How else do I know what I really want to prioritize? So sometimes we intuitively pick up on it a little bit. One of the ways that you can, there are code words when people speak. If they say, as an example, here's a really yesodistic X, that's a code word for this is really yesodistic. Not even a code word, I know. If they say something like, yeah, there's like a very obscure X, and then you may say, okay, obscure, I want to get that in my notes, I want to be good with that. Maybe not the biggest deal if I miss it. If you see that there's a machlokas with lots of nafkaminas, so you may want to say, well, the nafkaminas may be less critical, that's the outgrowth of the machlokas. And sometimes different people will prioritize certain things over other things, and that's totally fine. But to get in the habit of that, certainly basic terms and concepts of very important machlokas, things that seem to come up multiple times, code words that you hear from the person saying it. Now, if it's the kind of person that says, for example, some speakers will say, like, everybody knows, and what they're about to share, no, not everybody knows. You know, if someone says, like, I don't know how you wouldn't know this Rafia about X. And then you look around the room and you're thinking like, really? So sometimes the answer is yes, it's Karam. Sometimes it's a Rafia. You're like, I think he's just that guy. You get a handle for certain kinds of people sometimes. You just, you know, like this real man, you gotta know that. You know, and you're like, I never heard of that Rishon until now. So maybe you would say for me right now, that's probably not in the cash category. But that is as far as the prioritizing information. So one, we're learning it clearly. We're taking good notes. Notes that we could look at a later point in time, even if I'm not in the sugya. I'm taking notes that I will have access to. I'll have a table of contents. I'll know about, I'll be able to look at it. I am going to prioritize information. My notes are going to be great. That's my bank. That's where I go to. My cash is going to be me summarizing the main ideas. I happen to believe on the cash level of Chazara. We'll get there in a second. But you have a separate notebook of all of that Torah, of my Bekiyas. I can Chazar 10 block Gemara in 15 minutes. Not by reading all the Gemara inside, but by going over the main four or five things. Will you miss things? You will miss things. No one's saying you shouldn't do more than that, but at least you will ensure that you're able to go over those 10 blot. If I write down three or four things on each amud, three or four things on each blot, I'll be able to be in a better spot. I can go over a massive amount. You can write that at the side of your Gemara. If you find that helpful, have a separate notebook if you find that helpful. But every Shabbos, I come to Shabbos. It's an example I like to give. I come to Shul before Mincha. I'm there 4 minutes early. Wow, I can chazo, you know, six blot of Gemara in those 4 minutes, not of the reading the Gemara, but of looking at the main ideas in that Gemara. It's something which can be very, very helpful. Number five, eights and number five. We'll try to move a little bit quicker right now because we don't have a lot of time. Eights and number five is to summarize with precise formulations. The Gemara in Eiruvin and Daftun Gimel speaks about this explicitly, as does Rashi, which is the need to summarize things. This is why we sometimes are annoying if facing this Gemara, of please summarize what we saw in this Gemara in complete English sentences. That the more that it's I'm summarizing, meaning I'm taking out some of the main information, I'm going to go over it. And I'm going to go over it in a way which is full, complete English sentences. I highly recommend we get in the habit of doing so. If when you come into, we do the beginning of Shir almost every day, where we'll go over what we saw in the sugya already. We've already seen X and Y. They quote in some of the Sfarim that Chaim Shmuel used to do it also when he would sit down and learn. He would start by saying, yesterday we saw X and Y. To say that in full, complete sentences, it's another layer of Chazara. And it's also something which can be very helpful as far as prioritizing and making sure that you're really clear. They quote from Reb Chaim Brisker that a chisaron, if you're unable to explain something well, that probably reflects on an inability to, and the fact that you didn't understand it as well. There are people with language or challenges where that's maybe not true the same way. It could be. But for the majority of us, it's a very wise observation of Reb Chaim that if you could say it over in full, complete sentences, so that will be very, very helpful. That will be very, very helpful. Six. Point number six. To chazer at different times. Sefer HaChinuch writes in Mitzvah Tafresh Gimel, many of us are aware of this in different contexts, Tzimichus formulation I happen to think is very nice, has to, you know, we have to, Zachar Tzimichus Asal Cha Amalek, we have to remember Amalek. So how frequently do you have to remember Amalek? Why can't I say, I heard Kriyas HaTorah last year, I guess I'll take off the next 2 decades? What's the assumption of a Kriyas HaMalek, of a Parsha Zachar, which is every year, or say Rechinach every 2 years, whatever the shir may be, is that Zechira requires not just remembering or hearing it once, but it does require at different times forms of Chazara. That's why we try to build in, and I'm going to explain something that we do, hopefully, to appreciate it, but I think these are things that we should be doing. We Chazar at night, at the beginning of shir, in the middle of a sugya, we'll Chazar, at the end of shir, we'll Chazar also. We Chazar once a month, where we prioritize at the end of the month, sort of the main things, the main shitas, the main things that we have learned. And we have bechinas, which we have on some level optional as they may be, where we do have the ability to go over questions from previous things. To be able to build in degrees of chazaras, it's very important that we don't just see it at night, or maybe sometimes see it on Shabbos, but to be able to build and grow and keep on doing it in a way which can be very helpful, chazaring at different times, that would be point number six. Point number seven, as we go, is a Gemara Megillah and Daf Vav. It's a Gra in Mishlei. There are many others poskim that point to that as well. And that is, in order to remember, you require a degree of Siyata Dishmaya. The Rambam writes, in at least two contexts, with Tzadok, he's spoken about at length also, the need to daven for spiritual and religious success. And the Gemara Megillah is clear, Le'ukme Girsa, in order to retain information, requires a degree of Siyata Dishmaya. And one of the best ways to acquire Siyata Dishmaya is to treat Torah with a certain kind of chashivas and to daven in Chonin Lagamdas, in Ava Rabba. There's certain times in davening where you could daven that you retain things. There's an element of so much of the talk we're having right now about practical strategies shouldn't lose sight or should not be underappreciated in terms of the value, or we should not underappreciate, sorry, the value of Siyata Dishmaya. That is point number seven. Three more. Point number eight, Chazer in different ways. This, I think, is not something which is done as much. I happen to think this is really an interesting and a different model of Chazara that can sometimes be helpful. You can Chazer in different ways. What does it mean to Chazer? Sometimes I Chazer by going over my notes. Okay, that works. Sometimes I Chazer by reading the Rishon again. There are multiple ways that you could Chazer. I'll give you a couple additional examples. We're Chazering today. We're Chazering from and Daf Gimbal and Daf Dalid in Maseches Baba Kama it be'ian. So one thing I could do when I Chazer is there are times where, again, it's a little bit weird and sometimes off socially, but the Medrash give us the flexibility to do some of these things in a way that you couldn't in a mall, and that is that I can sit there and I can just, on my own, I can process and say things out of my head. We learned the Sugya of Tzoros. So let me talk for 5 minutes about the Sugya of Tzoros in terms of that information. Not looking at notes, just saying it out in those full sentences is a way of you clarifying for yourself how well you may understand it. It's also a way of you clarifying, of you building in a certain kind of chazara. You could also write things down. Writing things down is another form. It's another form of chazara. Another form of chazara is I could sit down on daf beis and on daf gimel, or gimel and dalet, with my gemara open. And I'm going to read gemara, rashi, and tosfos. And as I read gemara, rashi, and tosfos, I am going to say out ha'aras of things I know that emerge from Gemara, Rashi, and Tosfos. I start going with it, and Rashi here says X. Okay, we saw on that there's two ways to understand Rashi. The Pnei Yeshua understands Rashi like this. Rav Nachman points out, in light of this Rashi, you can explain Rashi like that. Something along those lines. Tosfos brings up Dvarim Shebichsav, and I can point out, okay, Tosfos Maseches Shabbos, though, the Marsha points out, learns it differently, and maybe that's based in the following question. Why do we have a din in general Tosfos? You know, you can start saying it like that. There are different ways of building in Chazara. If you want to get really creative, I don't want to explain why I believe, based on my limited understanding of cognitive psychology, why this works. You can Chazar even in different ways if you're a little bit more creative, and that's like this. How many Tosfos can I remember that are relevant to Baba Kama, Daf Gimel, and Daf Dalet? How many comments of Tosfos? And I adjust it down and I write, Tosfos, this, and I can list all those things down. It's Chazaring in a different way, and it will give you another way of accessing information. You could do the same thing, again, with different kinds of Torah, but if you do that, I believe that if you put some ma'isik about the Gra, I think, did elements of that. You know, how many times did Abaye speak in Maseches Brachos? So this is our, we're not the Gra, this is our, you know, how many times did Tosfos say something on Daf Gimel and Daf Dalet that we know? You know, it's a little bit easier than how many times, like, you know, could you say it backwards all from our Brachos, things like that. But it's definitely something that is... That's relevant as far as chazering in different ways. Point number nine is something which we reference all the time. I want to elaborate in a bit. Built in chazara. There are formal times where you may decide you are chazering Baba Kama Daf Gimel. I'm chazering Baba Kama Daf Gimel when I'm learning Baba Kama. At the end of that month, we pause and spend a day chazering. But built in chazara becomes really important. What does built in chazara mean? It means asking yourself all the time, when something comes up that you are familiar with, what do I already know about this topic? It means that if tomorrow in my Bekiyas I'm coming across the din of Kimle B'derabamine, I'm going to use that as an excuse to say out 2, 3, or 4 Mahalchem in Kimle B'derabamine. I'm going to pause it. Kimle B'derabamine, this is an excuse to go over the sugya of Kimle B'derabamine. You could do it in 7 minutes. You'll look at just the review questions we have, and I'll get it in 3 minutes. I'm coming up. I'm learning Maseches Gittin. Daf Samech comes. Dvarim Shebichsav. Yetarash. And I say, you know what? I know things about this. What do I know about this? What do I know without my notes? I open my notes and I go check in. And suddenly, what you'll find is that there are certain things you remembered from the first time, and certain things you forgot. But when you go over it again, when you're learning Gittin Daf Samech, you know what you'll discover? That there are more things the next time that you are able to remember. Because then when you're learning Tzmura on Daf Yadalid, and Tovos Amir Gershom come up about, is there a din of Dram Shbichsav about Nach, you'll say, okay, now I learned it in Baba Kama, and I learned it in Maseches Gittin, and now I'm in Tzmura, and you're going to see it, and to build that stuff in. But sometimes it's about reminding ourselves, what do I already know about this topic? Baba Kama is a great Masechta to have and to get into that habit. Because the first 6 prakim are so interconnected, that so many things come up.
So when it comes up about Shor Tam and Shor Muad, I'm going to think about two Mehalchim and Shor Tam and Shor Muad. I'm going to think about some Rishonim there. And when I get up to a Tosfos, when I'm learning the second parak, and I'm bored, being mummed or not, and I see a Tosfos there, okay, I'm going to say at that Tosfos, if I'm learning Bekiyas, and I see I have underlines in the Tosfos on that Amud, because I learned it in the morning Seder, I'm not going to say, oh, interesting, I learned the Tosfos once. No. I'm going to pause for a second. I'm going to go over. Sometimes it slows us down in our pace, but it radically transforms. The kinds of built-in chazaras are very helpful. That is why part of the beauty in Chumash, you can do it all the time. Because in Chumash, you'll find built-in chazaras. You'll find built-in things. And in Chumash, every year, you know, Parz Vayechi, it's the same Vayechi every year. It really is. And there are certain things there that you can have, but some of it's like reminding me. I heard a great vort this year on Hamalach HaGoel, or Yisimcha Elokim Kefraim Chmenasha. I heard a great vort. I did hear a good vort this year on Yisimcha Elokim Kefraim Chmenasha. And you know what? When I read it in Chumash, I was doing Shnayim Mikra, I sat down during Chumash. You know what I did when I saw that? I heard a great vort about that. What was the vort I heard about that? Oh, that's what it was. And then you move on. And those 30 seconds are a way of taking something that you could have forgotten, but now you're more likely to bring it in. We spoke about this last year when we learned Maseches Gittin. Isartim Eravtim Hidliku Es Haner. That every Friday night, there's the ability, when you go over that, to remember certain things. Eravtim Hidliku Es Haner is not a question. Maybe it's a statement, Hidliku Es Haner. There are different things that are built in that you have the opportunity to sort of like remember. It's Bama Likim. We're learning it anyway. It's not even part of davening. It's a limud. So as part of that limud, it's okay for us to, you know, be aware of that and to have some of those built-in chazaras. The last point that I would share in the remaining 3 minutes we have, one of the best things that you could do is keep on learning. The more you learn, the more that you will see things again and again. The beauty of Talmud Bavli is that things, look at the Mesoros HaShas on the side, things come up again and again and again. When we first start learning, sometimes we experience that less. Because last year I may have only seen in my life, I've learned five, you know, sophomore, junior, senior year of high school, and then I get a little bit of this, a little of that, and some of those more, some of those less. So now I'll show about whatever it is. I've seen different things. But even within that limit, we may have seen a lot of connections. We may also not have much yet, but you will. So I'm learning Chulin, let's say, as an example, or Makos is a different example. But if I'm learning Chulin, so maybe I haven't seen as much overlap. But you know what? Maybe I have, because the Sugi Be'echanem and Bisurin came up in Gidin, and now it's coming up in Chulin. And sugyas of Rove that may have come up in Gittin in different contexts, Meir, Chayshin, Lemiyuta, and things like that, suddenly are coming up also in Gemara and Chulin. And the more that you learn, and the more you're asking yourself, you'll have more and more of that built-in Chazar. The more that you see, the more you'll do it. If I have years of doing Shnayim Mikra with Chumash and Rashi, I'll start remembering a little bit more of Chumash and Rashi, assuming I learn it well the first time. If the brothers' brachas in Parshas Vayechi is so incredibly unclear to me, because I never really learned it well, so I can keep on doing Shnayim Mikra every single year in Parshas Vayechi as to what did he mean when he gave this bracha to Yehuda or to Yosef. I don't know what it means at all, so I won't retain it as well. But if I learned it clearly the first time, if I had good notes that I could go back to, if I summarized it well in a very clear way, I summarized it with precise formulations, I prioritize the things I want to remember, the things that seem somewhat, you know, less critical, I daven for Shatta Deshmaya, that I chazed it in different ways, I set out that Rashi, I wrote it down, I went over it in different ways, you know, things like that, so then I'm much, much more likely to be able to recall things. What we spoke about is true for Ian, is true for Bekiyas, it is true for Musar, and it is true for Halacha. We're trying to think about a variety of practical strategies that hopefully can be helpful for us, provide us the opportunity to continue to grow as much as possible. I'll end the same way that we began this morning by pointing out that we spend a lot of time learning, and mastering the information is great. Mastery breeds motivation, and it's a great thing for Avas HaTorah. The more Torah we know, hopefully we can sit down and you turn those pages in Baba Kama. Hopefully we can sit down and you go through the list of the sugyas that we've covered, and it can not only be helpful in a certain sense, but you can feel a source of pride, and the more that we feel a sense of accomplishment, the more that we're going to be even more motivated to want to continue to learn. It's been a good day of Chazara today. Hopefully it can continue tomorrow, Be'ezras Hashem.